This is kind of weird. I feel really uncomfortable, I guess. Talking in this way, even though I can easily express myself to others when it is about something rational. I guess I have more trouble expressing my emotions and I am thinking maybe it's better if I were to speak to someone specific.
My back is just killing me.
I'm sitting in a bench
at this river walk near my house, and it's actually quite peaceful.
It is 1:31 in the morning, and I'm like 4 miles from my house, but it's not that far. There's someone sitting at a bench nearby, and makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I think I've been bottling up my emotions for too long, and I've been I feel like I've been forced to be a certain way to protect myself, and I think I was fine a few days ago because I was thinking of myself as I was when I was a child, and thinking about how the things that happened were not my fault and they weren't under my control, and how I deserved to be loved when I was a child, and I deserved to be cared for, and to have parents that loved me and didn't hurt me. And I've been getting more in touch with that side of myself, and I realize that it's part of the reason why I like certain things. It's because deep down I have this fear, you know, of not being enough. Being enough isn't the point. But it's more about my self-worth depending on others. But let me just not get carried into another topic, because I just wanted to discuss how I felt about what happened today. And I feel like I lost my train of thought, because I was initially talking about something and then I started talking about something else, and I can't really seem to figure out how to, you know, properly express myself. I guess I should start by thinking that I'm talking to you. Archel? I don't know if that's how you pronounce your name. I've never heard you say your name before.
There's like someone. There's someone in a vehicle. Very weird.
Just waiting until this thing passes. It'll be over soon. For a moment, I thought that person was gonna like drive towards me. I am actually really terrified of cars. Because I've been hit by cars 3 times, and
it just, whenever I see a car like coming near me, or like a vehicle that's on, not even on, sometimes it could just be a parked vehicle, but just a large vehicle similar to the one that to the last one that hit me. It's really, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, these people are getting out of their vehicle now. Let's be honest, this is beside the point, you know. I guess I should really focus back on what I was talking about, and oh, okay, there's a girl there. How come it just makes it, how come that just makes it okay? It's just, it's kind of stupid too, because my mother is a female, but anyhow, I think it's safe now. When I first saw your name, I thought it was kind of funny because it kind of sounds like mine, but be honest with you. That day, I thought you were a hallucination. I had never felt so loved, and I didn't even know you, you know? You had no reason to do what you did, and I was thinking about you the other day, and just the compassion that you showed me, and the way that you just put your hand on my back and you started rubbing in circles, and no one had ever done that to me before. It was the kind of stuff I would read in a comfort fic, you know. You know, the kind of love that I never thought I deserved, and I never really thought existed in the real world. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't know how you saw it. Could have been just a normal thing for you. But it was life-changing for me. And wherever you are, this is so fucking cheesy. I regret that I wasn't more open in responding to you, and I feel it's because I was stuck in my emotions and in what was going on with me, that I also felt really helpless, and I really felt like a burden, and I didn't want to bother you, you know, or just make you feel uncomfortable or make you feel like you owed me anything or anything like that. What you did for me, I can't explain with words. I can't tell you how much it means to me. And in this moment, I just wish that you were here, or I were wherever you are. And I'm sorry that I didn't reply about your graduation party. That was kind of mean. I just, at that point, I feel like I had really just given up on everything. Especially with everything going on and the school being closed. It was too much for me, and it was just a reminder of everything that I lost, you know. It sounds silly, but school really meant a lot to me, and it was a time when I could get away from my mom. And I guess I haven't really thought about this much, but that thing is also really affecting me. I feel really selfish because I'm talking about how much you helped me, and yet I keep talking about my problems and about my issues. You know, it's like, if I'm gonna say thank you, I'm gonna say thank you. I'm not gonna say thank you and look at me, you know. Anyways, oh shit, I can't believe I'm fucking crying. So fucking stupid. Okay, that was very self-deprecating of me to call myself stupid for crying. Okay. You know, I wanted to cry. I really wanted to cry. And I'm really glad that I cried. I felt that thinking about you would make me cry because it's one of those times when I just felt so vulnerable, and I felt like it was okay I felt like I was pouring my everything out. And it was fine. It was surprisingly fine. And nothing was being judged. Nothing felt wrong. Thank you for giving me that space. Thank you for sharing that moment with me. It really meant a lot to me. Sorry, this sounds really ridiculous. I don't think you're ever gonna hear this. But yeah, I thought you were a hallucination because you were so nice to me. You treated me like nobody ever had. And I just thought it was just too good to be true. I thought this is not happening right now, you know? This can't be happening right now. And I don't know, there was something about you that made me feel so safe and so comfortable, and I felt like I could just melt there. I could just keep crying. And you just hold me. I wish I could go back to that moment. I mean, I feel it. I want you to know that moment that we shared, I'm holding on to it forever. I'm holding on to that moment forever. Thank you. Thank you for letting me share this with you. So painful. I think I should go now. I don't want to cause attention. There was this lady sitting on a bench nearby, and she went away. I didn't even notice because I've just been talking to you. Thank you for listening to me, for holding me and just making me feel safe.